Hi everybody. My name is Sachin Sheth. I'm a principal program manager on the Azure Data Lake team, and today I wanted to talk to you about Azure Data Factory support for SQL Data Warehouse Polybase support for Azure Data Lake Store. In the last series, in one of the last blogs, we talked about SQL Data Warehouse's Polybase support for Azure Data Lake Store specifically, and today we are going to talk about how Azure Data Factory uses that support and makes your life even more better. So again, we'll start with the same common pattern that we see customers using. We talked about this in the prior video also when we talked about the new Polybase support. We have customers sending data in, gathering data from various sources such as on-prem Hadoop clusters, relational databases which may exist in various places, active incoming data which may be in the form of event data. All this data is being ingested into Azure Data Lake Store in the cloud. Customers would then run analytics on top of it via Azure Data Lake Analytics, where they clean and prepare this data and have it cooked. On this cooked data, then you want to do interactive analysis as well as have dashboarding done using the data that is cooked. In order to access that data, so far what customers have been doing is using orchestration tools such as Azure Data Factory to copy that data from Azure Data Lake Store into SQL Data Warehouse. And once this data has landed in SQL Data Warehouse, interactive analysis and dashboarding would be performed on that data. This has many issues, as we know, mostly around performance, because Azure Data Factory would be copying data in a row-by-row format from Data Lake Store into SQL Data Warehouse. So what were the things that we did in order to improve that? As we said earlier, we provided Polybase support within SQL Data Warehouse so that you could now run queries from SQL Data Warehouse directly against data stored in Azure Data Lake Store. This does make life simpler, and you can do things a lot quicker. Especially because now you can have data loaded in a parallelized form from Data Lake Store into SQL DW. But this is not the scenario that most customers want. They want that data should be loaded on a scheduled fashion from SQL data store into Azure Data Lake Store into SQL Data Warehouse. And primarily because they are not just doing this one step. There are multiple steps that the customers are doing, including ingesting data from various sources on a scheduled fashion, taking cooking data thereafter, and then taking that data and loading into SQL Data Warehouse. So they want that this whole pipeline should be operating in an automated fashion in a scheduled way. And the current Polybase support in SQL Data Warehouse is suitable for interactive queries directly on the data stored in Data Lake Store, but as an external data source. So it was limited in some fashion. It did provide a lot of advantages, but it was also limited in some fashion. So what did we do next? We added support within Azure Data Factory so that now, instead of the SQL Data Warehouse user having to run data, create external tables, and access the data in Data Lake Store, this data would be available for the customer directly in SQL Data Warehouse, because Azure Data Factory would have itself copied it into SQL Data Warehouse, and not just copying it row by row, but using the Polybase capability. And that's a huge improvement in terms of performance, as well as making it very simple for the users. So let's see how we did it with some examples. Obviously, the start as we did in the prior examples, is you start with the data lake store account. And in this, currently in this data lake store account, let's go to my dashboard again. I have three elements that I have created, three resources that I have created. I have a data lake store account, I have a SQL data warehouse account, and I have a data factory, Azure Data Factory factory created here. The goal is that the data that is cooked and ready in data lake store to be moved into, copied into SQL data warehouse and then be accessible from it for interactive queries. So what is the data that we are going to use for this example? I'm going to browse into the data lake store account. As we know, data lake store stores data in files and folders and file format. We are going to go into a certain directory here, which is called samples, data, and search log. What the search log contains are a bunch of lines. Each line represents a row where it says what click happened in which region for which URL and on what query. So this is basically the there are about 23 rows here, just for simplicity's sake. We are going to take this tabulated data and put them into SQL data warehouse. So how would we do it? Just using plain, if you just look at SQL data warehouse, and if you want to access it directly from SQL data warehouse, you would have to do these steps. You would have to create a database scope credential, and within that you would have to create a client ID, you would have to create service principles and the corresponding keys. So these have to be created outside the SQL server management studio experience. You would go and create them via the portal or using PowerShell, and you would create the database scope credential using those elements. You have to identify the external data source, and as we just talked about, it's stored in the data lake store account, and the credentials that are associated with that data lake store account was just created by us using the database scope credentials. We also have to identify the format of the data that we are going to access, which is defined by this statement here. And finally, you have to create an external table. And that's, again, as we said, was we are going to look at the file called samples data search log with associated information around the data source, the file format. We have also defined the columns, and you saw that there were about 7 columns there, and these are the columns that we will extract from the CSV file and run queries on that. So let's see what happens in this case. So in this case, I've already created the table, so let me just because this can be seen from running the query, seeing select count star on the external table. It shows that if you look at the bottom of the screen, you see there are 23 rows that were selected from this table. So these are tables. The steps that happened in the background essentially were we identified this database scope credential, the file format, etc. We created an external table and loaded the data that we had from Azure Data Lake Store into an external table, and then we ran query on it. So this works well for many scenarios, but in other cases, what people want is actually have that data already available and rather having to access it at real time. And this is primarily because the size of the data may be just enormous that you cannot run an interactive query to get data via from an external table. So to do that, we are now going to create, instead of an external table, we are just going to create a table and have the data populated from Data Lake Store into that table using Azure Data Factory. So we are starting by just dropping a table that we have, so that if it is there, there is no magic happening in the background. We are going to create a new table here. I'm going to execute that statement. It completed successfully, so we know that this table is now available. Next step we have to go is to go back to our portal. And we are going to go to Azure Data Factory. With Azure Data Factory, as I said, we are going to copy the data from Data Lake Store into SQL Data Warehouse. So we are going to use the copy data wizard, which is a very intuitive way to do the copying. And so you literally just have to click your way through the various information and the copy operation will start. I'm just going to do a run once. We are going to copy from Data Lake Store. We have to fill up various information here about the store. So let's say I know the subscription. It's going to take a bit of a time here to populate it. I know the account which we showed earlier, which is Sachin's ADF PB. When you're transferring from Data Lake Store, you have two options. You can use OAuth or you can use a service principal. If you're going to use transfer to SQL Data Warehouse and want to use Polybase support, you have to use a service principal. And this is the service principal that we used also for the earlier external table transfer. So let's copy it from there. You have the service principal copied and we need the key. And the key was identified over here. So if all the details were filled in correctly, we will be provided a choice of what files we want to transfer over. We know that within the samples directory is the searchlog.tsv file that we want to copy. So we go into data further. And there's our file, searchlog.tsv. We're just going to click through again. Azure Data Factory ensures that it provides a lot of good things for you, such as creating a preview. And here we see that it's already has identified the file, what the separators are and so on. So it's already figured out it's a TSV file and we don't have to provide that information. So Data Factory knows about Data Lake Store and the file that we are copying. The destination is our SQL Data Warehouse. I'm going to just breeze through this since these are just details that we need to fill in. I know the destination also. I filled in the information about the database into which I want this information to be loaded. Okay, let's see what's the issue. Looks like I did not type in the correct credentials there. Looks like there's a stubborn error, but I'll just go ahead and try it again. No, in fact, it is this issue. Okay, so I've typed in the wrong name of the admin, which made us all wait here. So while this is verifying the credential, what we are trying to do here is provide all the information that Azure Data Factory would need in order to bridge data lake store to SQL data warehouse. In this case, everything went through fine. As you'll recall, we created a table. So let me go back here and show you the table that we created. We created TBL, ADL, search log. So we are going to put it into that instead of the external table that we have also created earlier on. We are just not going to fill anything in. We are going to default our way through this. One thing worth noting here is, how do we know Polybase is being used for transferring, pulling data, pushing data into SQL data warehouse? And you say that it says allow Polybase. And this is what will be the one that will actually make your transfer really speedy. So as you if you have gone through this experience, this visual shows you what's actually happening. In this case, data is directly going from data lake store into SQL data warehouse. You will also see that if the Polybase setting over here, it should show the Polybase setting also. And once you have done this, it's going to copy into your SQL data warehouse with Polybase. So let's give it a start. So while this is going through the details, I wanted to just recap the information for you so that you have this on the, now that you have seen this in action, what are the steps that we need to take here. So the steps to load your data from data lake store into SQL data warehouse using ADF is, you first create your store, data lake store and SQL data warehouse. You create a service principal, which is used to access, which is used to authenticate SQL data warehouse to Azure Data Lake Store. You provide permission to your service principal to access the files and folders that you want to access stored within Data Lake Store. You create a table within SQL data warehouse, not an external one, but just a table. And then you create and run the ADF job to copy the data. So, which you saw here, where we created, provided information about both the source and the destination, and you ensured that Polybase was also enabled, and you kept that option enabled. So we are at that stage where we are waiting now for the job to complete. In this case, it is creating pipelines. This may sometimes take some time, but it shouldn't take that long to do the copy, given that we have only 23 rows of data. You're seeing the provisioning of activity, so there is multiple steps that occur in when the ADF pipeline is being deployed. We are going to monitor it and see how long it is going to do the take the actual copy. You're seeing the copy in operation again. We are going to look at the bottom right corner to see how the progress of this whole operation is happening. I could obviously have not made you wait, but I want to show you some real life data here. So we'll go back to our, while this is happening, let's just run a count on the table that we are actually running at this point and see what's happening. Oh, you can actually see that there are 23 rows already. So while the activity says that it's not completed, it's really completed. In the back end, all the data has been pushed. And now, in fact, it shows that it's ready. So it says 600% successfully completed. So the best part here, as you can see, is we created a table and use Azure Data Factory to populate the data from Data Lake Store, and it was done without requiring the user who's interactively analyzing this data to do anything. The data is ready for them when the copying activity is completed in the background, and all you can do is now perform your interactive analysis. So recapping what we saw today, we saw that we have provided a great feature within Azure Data Factory, which now enables you to copy large amount of data from data lake store to SQL data warehouse in a parallelized form in an automated way. And this all happens in a scheduled way so that your entire pipeline is run, which ingests data, prepares data, cooks data, and makes it available for you to do interactive analysis. And you can now use all the time that you have saved from this whole automation to get real good insights from your data. So hope you give it a try and put it to use in your scenarios. Thank you so much.